For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues.
Oh, whatever, bad slugs. This is Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndy.org, and you're listening to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indies podcast. Listen, the Bad Slugs, I cut into them because they're members of the media, that band that sings Ride the Dinosaur. They're even singing about the newspaper industry, the local newspaper industry. And we all know local media is bad, right? It's evil. They're just out there fear-mongering and reporting on deaths from COVID-19 every day instead of writing about all the people who haven't passed away from COVID-19, right? We're just fear-mongers. No, that's not true. I saw a post this morning by a person who was sort of on the periphery of Connecticut local news chastising the media for playing up the negative or not reporting Governor Lamont's press conference correctly, where he indicated that maybe the surge is going to be on the low end as opposed to hospitals being crushed. Now, first of all, the facts in the post are absolutely wrong, because that was reported. Their CT Mirror reported that. Even the television outlets, where traditionally more it bleeds, it leads, they all reported that. So I'm here in this episode just to vent. I apologize in advance. I have the unpopular opinion that the local media is not out to scare you. Every time I have seen a meme, is that what they call them? Yeah, pictures with words, which right there, pictures with words with no source. Unfriend that person. That is my policy. All these people are saying, well, the numbers are going to go up, but it's just testing. The local media, they're trying to, or not the local media, the media in general, they're trying to scare you. Please. Here's my perspective as just someone who is a flea on a tick's butt in terms of the media outlet. But I know some of these people, especially on the local level, and they're not out to scare you. They're not paid enough to do that. First, every day I am trying to balance people's desire for positive news in a very negative situation. But at the same time, families have reached out to me. Their family members dying. That's been relayed to me. The obituaries. We're getting a lot of them. 14 people, senior citizens in nursing homes, died in Shelton just this week. And by the time this comes out, that number will have gone up. So you got to be aware that when people are saying, well, I want more positive news, or you're not accentuating the positive, or you're concentrating on the negative, there's a flip side to that coin. I worry if you don't report on the fact that people are dying, you are disrespecting the memory of the people who died and discounting the mourning that's happening in Connecticut right now. I think it's just almost a slap in the face to, if I just did, okay, I'm just going to do positive news from here on in. No more reporting the numbers of people that are dying from COVID-19. You can't do that. Anyway, secondly, and I think this is hugely important, and we did a previous podcast on this where an expert talked about it. If you're feeling depressed by the news, or you find the news is changing your mood, you need to take a break from reading, watching, listening to the news. You have to take care of yourself, according to a podcast that I just posted yesterday. That's a positive thing you can do to deal with the onslaught of information coming out about COVID-19 each and every minute of the day. You have to turn off your TV for a little bit. I'll also gently suggest complaining on Facebook is the most hypocritical thing you can do, because Facebook is the biggest media outlet in the history of mankind, in that you, random person complaining, are equal to the reporters in the media. You're contributing to the negativity by complaining about media coverage on the biggest media site in the history of the world. Sorry. Third, if you just look around Connecticut, and I did this morning. This person had posted saying, I saw nothing reflected the reality of what the governor said. I took screenshots. I looked at all the Hearst sites. They own basically every newspaper in the region. I looked at my own site. I looked at WTNH. I looked at the Connecticut Mirror. I looked at CT News Junkie. None of those sites were emphasizing death. In fact, at least three of them had what Lamont said in the headline. I only saw WFSB, their website and their TV station. They had a graphic that just splashes across the top. Coronavirus! That's the only thing I saw that would fall into sort of the, what is that really providing for the public? On the local level, I wrote a story last night. 14 people have died in Shelton this week. I didn't put that in the headline. The natural headline for the story I wrote last night that included that information would have been something to the effect of 14 more dead in Shelton. But local news, we're human. We're responding to each other. I didn't want to put that as the headline and just dump it out there. I led with, and I hate to use this cliche, news people could use, that this is still accelerating. We're still in the acceleration phase of what's happening according to our local health district. And that you got to stay home. Wear a mask if you go out. Stay safe. Stay home. Why? Because 14 people have died in Shelton. Now, those are nursing home cases. They are people who are older, but seriously, stay home, okay? Thank you. Fifth point here. There is a massive disconnect between what people say they want, positive news, and what they actually read, hard news. I know that because I've looked at the data now since 2006. Clickbait headlines are not needed in publications like the Connecticut Post, Danbury News Times, the Hartford Courant. If I write a story on valleyindy.org that involves a death, people find it, share it, read it, even if I don't share it to Facebook or don't put it on the front of my website. That's 2020. That's the way information is shared. People seek out negative stories. Why? I think it's human nature. And I also think, on the positive side, people are connecting with one another. When someone dies in a motorcycle accident, part of your heart goes out to that person and their family. That's why people read obituaries. Sixth, and again, this is personal. Myself and other local reporters across the state of Connecticut are dealing with COVID-19, just like the people who complain on Facebook that the coverage is too negative. My workday is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Valley Indy work, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. teaching my kids how to divide, which I fail miserably at. Today at 10 a.m., my wife had a Zoom meeting. My daughter had a Zoom meeting. My son had a Zoom meeting. My daughter's in first grade. My son's in fourth grade. And Peapod arrived. All at the same time, 10 a.m. It was madness. At 2:15 every day, I come down to my basement and I do my Valley Indy work to 12 a.m. I'm not saying I don't want a medal. I love it. I am honored and privileged to be able to provide information to people that hopefully helps. But I just want to put that out there to combat this knee-jerk cliche that, well, the news plays up the negative. I just don't see it. I think that people bring their own baggage to news stories and then project it on to the faceless anonymous organization known collectively as the media. I am a member of the media, albeit with a tiny audience and no real influence, but hear my voice. Good night, good luck.
For hundreds of years, we've brought you the news.